Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past week, I had a cooking demo at the French Market for the Wednesday Crescent City Farmers Market. I'll tell you all about that in a bit. This past couple of weeks, my family and I have been doing some remodeling around the house, but managed to squeeze in some time to go to the Greek festival. Tune in for more later. In July, I'll be staging at Commander's Palace with Chef Tori McPhail. Yay! We had our last day of school, and it was filled with tons of fun. More on that later. Now, I'm thrilled to introduce our special guest, Sherry Becerra of Live Love Latte. Sherry Becerra of Live Love Latte, a blog and lifestyle channel on YouTube, loves lattes, of course, and loves inspiring people with her tips on home organization, entertaining, and DIY. She adores throwing themed parties and enjoys spending time with her family, especially her daughter, Cicely, who is in sixth grade. After graduating with a degree in economics from the University of California, Berkeley, she moved to her native country of the Philippines as a missionary. She was 4 years old when she immigrated to the United States in Alexandria. She grew up in the Chicago suburbs and then attended university in Northern California. Moving to the Philippines brought her back around the globe. It was there that she met her husband Steve on a blind date. They married a year and a half later, and stayed in the Philippines for a total of 10 years. With her blog and her YouTube channel, Sherry shares her home, her heart, and her family life. So live, love, and grab a cup of latte with Sherry Becerra. Miss Sherry, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, you inspired thousands of people with your blog and your YouTube channel with home organization, DIY, and entertaining tips. Why did you decide to start a lifestyle channel, and how did it all begin?
Well, you know, I love this question because it was actually by accident. I was just looking up home organization videos on YouTube, and I found one, and she said, make a video response to her pantry organization. So I asked Cicely, hey, Cicely, you want to help organize the pantry, and then we'll film it and upload it. And she was like, sure, because we did everything together. And then we uploaded it, and then I thought, oh, this was fun. And then she asked for another one. This YouTube channel asked for one for the refrigerator and then the freezer. And so we did the same thing. We did a video response. And then I noticed that people were liking the video and commenting. And then I thought, hey, this is fun, so I'm going to do a few more. And then it just kept going after that.
Wow. I mean, we love watching your videos, and we also love, like, organization and DIY and things like that. So it's just really fun, you know, to see all these videos. And I know, like, my mom, she does Once Upon a Storage is her YouTube channel, and she does organization as well. And like different crafts, so it's really fun just to do all those different things. Like, I remember I even did a video on pantry organization. It's just so much fun. I don't know, it like brings joy when I organize. Like, I can't stand it if something's messy.
It is, and you feel so much better after, right?
Yeah, totally. It just makes me feel better. I'm like, oh my gosh, now the space is clear. You know, I have a clear mind. It's just, I can't stand when everything is so disorganized. And like, I can't like just leave my room without making my bed. And it's Now, let's talk about spices. Now, I am totally obsessed with spices. And I even have like a whole shelf in my pantry just dedicated to salt, and I have like all different kinds of peppers. So I know you have the most organized spice cabinet I've seen, and I love the way like you organize your vinegars and sauces in the same squeeze bottle containers on turntables. So can you talk a bit about your spice organization?
Well, I can imagine. I'd love to see your salt cabinet. I have 4 salts already, and I feel like, oh, that's a lot. People always say, what do you do with all this salt? Well, anyway, I think with the spice organization, because I do enjoy cooking. Of course, I'm not a professional like you, but I do enjoy experimenting especially I love learning Asian recipes. And then, you know, when you're using the same cabinet every day and looking at it every day and coming up with different recipes and, you know, learning different recipes, it's perfect. I mean, it's wonderful to have it all organized, because when they're not, you're just sifting through stuff, and it kind of doesn't make the cooking experience as enjoyable if it were not organized. So that was just what I had in mind, and definitely having it in the same jars and the same squeeze bottles just makes it aesthetically pleasing to look at, and then it just makes the whole experience of cooking even better.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's really important as a cook or a chef to really be organized. Like, you know, we say mise en place, everything in its place. So you really have to know where everything is. You can't just be moving things around and putting them in different places or having it messy, because it does make cooking hard and it doesn't make it any fun. So when you have it organized, you can say, oh, I know where this goes, and you put it right back where it goes. It just makes life so much easier. And you even have them in the same bottles, and it looks so uniform and clean. So it just really makes it look nice. But most importantly is just making sure everything like has its own little home.
Right. And then sometimes when I look at my spice cabinet and I see the different spices, you know, kind of zoned together, and it gives me ideas, you know, maybe this week I'll cook this. So it also provides inspiration to what I'm planning to cook that week.
Yes, definitely, it does. I just love it so much. And I mean, it's really awesome. I love organizing my spices, too. I also did the turntable, too, with cake pans and marbles. So we did the cake pan on the bottom, put the marbles, and then did a cake pan on top, and then it just spins. So that was, like, one of those easy DIYs, and we put our spices in there. So those are really nice and easy to reach in the cabinet.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different ways you can organize it. Now, in addition to spice organization, you also have lots of organized spaces in your kitchen. So what's your approach to organizing the refrigerator and the pantry?
Okay, well, these two spaces I have organized and reorganized and reorganized. And what I realized about it is because our lifestyle changes. Like, example, my son is now 16, and there was a time when he was 13, and his eating needs were different and his interests. Like, all of a sudden, he starts liking vegetables, and he wants to eat more protein and less carbs, you know. He's at that teenage age. I'm sure you can relate to that. And then also, my daughter, you know, she was, now that she's older, you know, she's grown, and so we used to put her stuff more towards the bottom, and now, of course, it's at her eye level, which is a little bit higher. So our, you know, the needs change. So first and foremost, it has to be functional to our lifestyle, whether it's what we eat, what we reach in for, what's close, you know, what we need to reach more often or less often. And so that's what I look at when I organize both the pantry and the refrigerator. And then, of course, I zone everything. Example, especially when during the school time, they have their own lunch containers for snacks for lunch, because they prepare their own lunches. So they know where to grab their lunches, their snacks for lunch or their drinks for lunch, and it's all zoned in, you know, the categories like that. And then for my husband, he actually works near our home, so he's able to come home for lunch, and he eats healthy all the time because of the work that he does, which he's actually a fitness trainer. And so I prepare his lunches and his salads in mason jars, and he actually has a whole shelf just for himself in the refrigerator. So it has to be very functional in our family.
Yes, definitely. Same with us. We, you know, also have a very organized refrigerator. We always use the clear containers, and we have chalkboard labels, and, you know, we have different labels for everything. We have, like, one for small jars, large jars, lunches, leftovers, dairy, herbs, you know, drinks, whatever it is. It always has a place, condiments, and so we always have to put everything back. There's the food prep, and we always have to keep, like, telling, like, especially my dad, he's not as organized as us, so we still have to teach him, and sometimes they'll put it in the wrong place, and we're like, no, it doesn't go there, it goes in the other spot. So always, you just kind of have to train your brain.
That's right. You know, one time I had a friend, I had her grab something in the refrigerator, And she was like, why do you label everything? And I was like, so you know exactly where they go. And she was
exactly.
like, well, if you see the eggs, you obviously put the eggs here. I said, trust me, no. it makes such a world of difference to label
it does.
Your refrigerator.
Exactly. We have an egg container as well, like the clear ones. It just totally makes a difference. Well, grab a cup of latte while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
You want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our entry with Sherry Becerra of Live Love Latte. Now, let's find out more about you personally, Miss Sherry. I know that you are Filipino, and my nana is also from the Philippines. So, what's your favorite Filipino dish to cook, and what's your favorite Filipino dish to eat?
Okay, my favorite, it's hard to decide, but my favorite to cook, I'd say, is beef sinigang, which is like that sour soup. Mm. You can do it with seafood or pork or beef. We choose beef because it so happens Cicely's allergic to seafood. But if they could eat that every other day, they would. That's usually twice to three times on the menu for the month. So that's my favorite thing to cook because they love it. And then what do I like to eat? Gosh, I would say kare kare. Do you know that? Do you know that one? It's beef oxtail, right, with peanut butter. I know it sounds weird, but hey, that's what I like to eat.
You know, I actually had that. There's a Filipino restaurant in New Orleans called Milkfish, and I had that. I mean, I'm open to trying everything, so I was like, why not? I mean, I'm Filipino, so I should definitely try that. So I had it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with this. This is crazy.
Did you eat it with the bagong?
I think the fish paste?
Yeah.
Yes.
That brings it over the top.
Yeah, it was so good. And my pickiest cousin, she's like so picky, barely eats anything. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't even know what she eats. It's crazy. We convinced her to try it. She was with us. And she actually liked it. And we were like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I can't believe she actually likes something. And for it to be this, pretty crazy, but I love that. And also,
right.
I love lumpia. I mean, you can't go wrong with lumpia.
Right. Everyone loves lumpia. Lumpia, adobo, and pancit.
Yes, those are like the three things at like all the family gatherings. We always have that lumpia, and they're like the first thing gone. I mean, we'll roll
right.
like 500, and we always keep a secret stash so everyone doesn't, you know, take it in case they eat it all, because they usually do. We always have extra.
Right, right.
Exactly. Yeah, and then pancit, yeah, definitely. And adobo is, yes, we sometimes just eat that for dinner. I mean, there's so many good things.
Oh my gosh, you're making me hungry.
I know, now I want some lumpia. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Okay, It seems like I have many, but I can remember one. We had just bought our first house, and I was so excited to finally have someone over for dinner. And I decided to roast a chicken, and I thought it looked perfect on the outside, but it was raw. And as we cut into, everyone sat down, and I had all the plate setting. And then when we cut into, or I cut into it, it just started, it wasn't juicy. A little bit of blood came out, and I was so embarrassed. And my guests were so kind to me. They're like, oh, that's okay. Let's just put it in the oven a little bit longer. And they're so gracious. So we did that, and it eventually turned out, but that was so embarrassing. My first dinner in my first home.
Wow, that's so funny. That reminds me of a story my mom tells me when she first cooked dinner for my dad. And she's a really great cook. But, you know, sometimes things happen. And she didn't think to, like, defrost the chicken and, you know, put it in the oven when it was still frozen. And then when she cut into it, it was, you know, really gorgeous. But it was blood everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Same thing.
So I tell you, roasted chicken is not my go-to dish for guests ever since then.
Well, now she's perfect. Now she's like, no, now she knows. Defrost the chicken.
Yeah, right.
Yes, always learn from your mistakes. Now, let's talk about unusual food. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Okay, well, we just have to go to Filipino food, right? Because there's a lot of unusual enough food there. And I would say balut, although I love balut, I will eat it, and I have always eaten it since I was young. My parents actually used to make balut in our home, and by the way, balut is the duck eggs, right?
That,
yes. And I know this sound, I don't know any better way to explain it. Maybe Andrew Zimmern would know how, but it's got the egg yolk and the white, and then a little bit of juice, which is really nice with some salt. And it does have the chicken there with feathers. And so anyway, my parents used to make it in the home, and I would bring the neighborhood kids in just to gross them out and eat it in front of them. And I would win all the time. They would get grossed out. They would think I was the craziest person on earth. And I could never get any of them to eat it. But to this day, I eat it. My kids won't eat it. My husband will not eat it. And he's Filipino, but he will not eat it. But that's one of the things, one of the unusual foods that I have eaten. And then as far as one I'd never eat again, I would say, surprisingly, I thought I would like it, but no way, sea urchin.
Really?
Yeah, I really thought I would like it because I love all kinds of seafood. But it was like taking a cup of water and by the wharf and just drinking the wharf water. It was really gross.
Yeah.
And I will not eat it again, although it's been offered many times.
Yeah, sometimes there's just those things you don't want to eat. But personally, I've never had balut. I mean, I'm sure I might try it. I mean, it's just the thought of it kind of like freaks you out, and it's, ooh, I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe it's just the feather part. I don't.
Well, I might just have to challenge you then.
Yeah, just might. I don't know. Maybe one day. We'll see. But yeah, I know I've actually had Andrew Zimmern on my show before, and he talked about it, and I don't know. Some people like it. I mean, I know he actually said he absolutely hates spam, which is funny because I love spam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one of the only things, canned things I will really eat. And it's surprisingly spam, but if you fry it and you get it nice and crispy and just eat it with rice, it's the best thing. Or with an egg and, oh yeah.
have you tried musubi?
Yes, when we went to Hawaii, yeah, we had spam musubi, and it's so good. We ate it every day, literally.
Yeah. That is pokey, right?
Oh yeah, so good. Well, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
Oh, wow. I love this question because you know what? I would love to cook with, and if you're listening, Chef Gordon Ramsay. Because, you know, when I first started watching him on Hell's Kitchen, I thought, oh, he's so mean. But when he did MasterChef and MasterChef Junior, I saw in him a real genuine willingness to teach what he knows and really root for someone. Like he was like a fan. You know, he wanted these people to do well. And so he's a 5-star Michelin chef, and I would just love to learn from him. He probably wouldn't want to eat my food, and hopefully he won't scream at me. But I would just love to learn with him. And I think his personality is a lot of fun, if you can look past the screaming.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I've heard that he's actually a really nice person. And I mean, why wouldn't he? I mean, I'd love that. That would be pretty cool. I mean, and to say that you've cooked with him, that'd be spectacular. Great choice. Well, Miss Sherry, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thank you so much, Eliana. You're so fun, and I hear that I see on Instagram all your food, by the way, and you're always making me hungry, and I'm so impressed. And I think you have a birthday coming up, so I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, I do. It's going to be my golden birthday, June 15th. I'm really excited. Thank you so much. Well, you've shown us that kitchen organization can be fun and easy, and that living an inspired life means enjoying life to the fullest. If you want to find out more about Miss Sherry and Live Love Latte, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to organize my spices while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool
Welcome
Kids Cook.
Back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredient is chorizo. Let's talk about chorizo. Chorizo is seasoned, chopped, or ground pork sausage. There are two different kinds of chorizo, Spanish chorizo and Mexican chorizo. Spanish chorizo is smoked and seasoned with garlic, and it's also made with smoked paprika. Mexican chorizo is made with raw pork and seasoned with vinegar and chili peppers, but they're both really delicious. As Europeans began to travel the world and come across new cultures, Europeans adapted their sausages to include the new flavors they were introduced as they began to explore new cultures. In Spain, chorizo is so popular and well-loved that it has its own festival. Here's my recipe for chorizo hash. This hash is so simple and yummy. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 of a cup of onions, chopped, 1 clove of garlic minced, 2 medium potatoes diced and steamed, 1/2 a pound of Mexican chorizo, also known as chorizo suelto, 1 tablespoon of adobo seasoning, 1 tablespoon of smoked paprika, 1 tablespoon of oregano chopped, and 2 tablespoons of parsley chopped. Directions: saute onions and olive oil in a saute pan over medium heat. Add the garlic and stir for 30 seconds. Add the potatoes and cook for about 5 minutes. Then add the chorizo, adobo, and paprika. Cook until chorizo is cooked all the way through, about 10 minutes. Mix in the herbs. Serves 2 to 4. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. So, what do you get when you combine bacon and the lottery? Well, bacon-scented scratch-offs. $2 tickets are being sold for the Hoosier Lottery in Indiana. The winner gets to bring home the bacon, literally. A 20-year supply of it. I mean, it's totally normal for someone to want bacon for 20 years as a prize, right? There's also cash prizes up to $10,000. And if you don't want 2 decades of free bacon, you can exchange the supply for a lump sum of $5,000. The real estate market in Portland is very competitive at the moment. So, Donna DiNicola, owner of DiNicola's Italian restaurant in Southeast Portland, offered Rob and Holly Marsh $26,000 over asking price, 2 months free rent, and 1 free pizza a month for life. Of course they agreed. I mean, who wouldn't want free pizza for life? I know I would. In Japan, Pizza Hut has come out with the Blockbuster Box. This new box also doubles as a movie projector. Just insert the lens and to the punch with your phone. Choose your movie from the four genres and place your phone in the box to watch your movie. Now we just have to wait until it comes to the United States. I hope it won't be long. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey kids, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at KidChefEliana. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm KidChefEliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook is Authentic Recipes from the Philippines, written by Reynaldo G. Alejandro. This cookbook shows how to cook authentic Filipino food. Filipino food is a mixture of texture, flavor, and color, and the detailed info about the local ingredients and the colorful make you want to dive right into this book. I love this cookbook. I mean, it's got all these great Filipino recipes. It even has things like all the different spices in here, different, you know, ingredients that they use. Like I said, like the detailed ingredients. There's things such as chicken soup with coconut, chicken vermicelli, shrimp adobo and coconut milk, and beef sinigang. There's so many great things in here. Chicken and pork adobo. Oh my gosh, I absolutely love that. I'm totally in the mood for that right now. I'm just making me hungry looking at all these pictures. There's custard and meringue and, oh my gosh, everything's fresh spring rolls and, oh my gosh, this looks so great. Bitter melon salad. There's all kinds of different recipes in here that are definitely authentic Filipino foods. And I love that. So definitely check that out. Now, this past few weeks, I've had so much going on, but I had my last day of school at NOCA, and, you know, I was coming, and then I was also kind of sad. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm ready every day. I'm not going to, you know, be at culinary every day, but then at the same time, I was like, I'm ready for summer. I couldn't wait. But for the last day of school, it was actually really fun. So what we did was, it was like a field day. So basically they had all of these different stations set up in different places and we could do all these different things. So as long as we stayed in those areas, we were all good. They had a place where they were like, it was like a water fight area where they had a hose and sponges and water guns and buckets that you could fill water with. And, there was that area, then there was, like, also an area where you could play dodgeball, and, like, in the library, they had all kinds of board games and different things you could play. They had a movie room. They were constantly playing movies in there, and then there's just, like, the courtyard you can hang out. And it was, like, an all-day thing until you went to your arts. So, we went to the library and we played some board games. I won at Scrabble. That was really fun. And then we went to play with the water guns. You know, it got a little warmer. It was too cold in the, you know, kind of chilly in the morning, but then it got warmer and we were really excited. So I went out there and I grabbed a water gun and, you know, spraying everyone. It was just so much fun taking the sponges and filling up buckets and pouring it all over people. It was just, it was a lot of fun. But I didn't, you know, really think it through about what to wear. I thought, oh, I'll wear t-shirt and some shorts and that'll be great because, you know, I can get wet in this. I don't care. I didn't think about shoes. So I was like wearing my Converse and we couldn't take our shoes off. So my Converse were soaking wet. But they eventually dried, but yeah, they had to, it was pretty fun though. Yeah, I didn't really care. I was having too much fun. But basically, we poured water like over students' heads, teachers, and everyone. So that was fun. And dodgeball, we played that, but I wasn't very good at that. And then I just kind of took a nap. And then I went to culinary. And after we pretty much just like cleared out all the food and culinary that we needed and gave some to the cafe and all that, we had like an hour, I guess, left. And we asked Chef Dana if we could play hide and seek, and she said yes, and we were really excited, and we actually got to play it with the lights off. I mean, you could still see in there. It wasn't like pitch black, but we turned all the lights off, and we played hide and seek, so that was pretty fun. We didn't have to wear our uniform either, So it was, I guess, easier to play hide and seek. We'd have to get it dirty. And it was crazy. It was like people were just really good at hide and seek. And I was pretty surprised at that. But that was really awesome. So we had a great last day. We were pretty much getting rid of all the food in culinary. And they had this cake, like a whole cake left over. And I was like, I don't want that to go to waste. So I took the whole cake home. So I brought home cake and a whole bunch of food. But it was really awesome. And I also had a cooking demo at the French Market for the Wednesday Crescent City Farmers Market. And that was really fun. I shopped the farmers market beforehand like I always do. And then created a recipe on the spot. I decided to make flatbread. I made my dough before I came to the demo, because I knew I was making a flatbread, but then I didn't know what was going on, and I just kind of put, like, squash and tomatoes and all kinds of different things, and carrots and just different things on there. It was really, really great. it was actually a very, very funny cooking demo, because things weren't really going my way, but I had to make the best of it, but it ended up actually turning out really well in the end. So it was kind of funny, but I had a great time while doing it. And you know, it tasted great in the end, which is always the best part. And it looked good. Well, grab a slice of pizza. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune into What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Rachel Moy, Kelly May and Soggy, and Amy Mason. Hey, guessing okra. Let's talk about okra. Okra grows in a pod shape. They taper towards the tip. They grow on a bush ranging from 3 to 6 feet big. Okra originated in southern Ethiopia. Did you know that gumbo actually means okra? Many gumbos contain okra, while some do not. Okras are also known as ladyfingers. Have you ever eaten slimy okra? Well, it actually means that it's been overcooked, and no one really likes slimy okra. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's activity is Froyo Fruity Bites. This recipe is courtesy of Miss Sherry of Love Love Latte, today's guest. It's an easy and refreshing summer recipe to do with the kids. Ingredients: plain Greek yogurt and fruit such as strawberries, blueberries, mango, etc. Directions: fill silicone baking cups halfway with the Greek yogurt. Press in the cut up fruit. Freeze for a couple of hours. Just pop out the Froyo Fruity Bites for a refreshing treat. Hey, young chefs. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is a recipe for my pineapple carrot Kid Hungry's pineapple carrot muffins. This is courtesy of last week's guest, Jenny Dirksen of No Kid Hungry. Ingredients: 1 medium carrot, 1 cup of canned crushed pineapple with juice, 5 tablespoons of canola oil, 1/4 of a cup of cold water, 1 tablespoon of white distilled vinegar, 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 of a teaspoon of salt, pinch of ground nutmeg, pumpkin pie spice, or apple pie spice, and non-stick cooking spray. Optional ingredients, 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts or 1/2 cup of raisins. Materials, 12 cup muffin pan, box grater, can opener, fork, large bowl, measuring cup, measuring spoon, medium bowl, mixing spoon, and vegetable peeler. Directions, preheat oven to 350 degrees. Rinse and peel carrot, shred with a grater. Measure out 3/4 cup shredded carrot. In a medium bowl, add pineapple with juice, oil, water, vinegar, and shredded carrot. Mix with a fork to combine. In a large bowl, mix flour, brown sugar, baking soda, cinnamon, salt, and nutmeg. Blend well with a fork to break up any lumps. Add the wet ingredients to the dry ingredients. Mix until just combined. If using walnuts or raisins, gently stir in now. Then coat the muffin pan with nonstick cooking spray. Fill each muffin cup about 3/4 filled with batter. Bake on middle rack of the oven until muffin tops are golden brown and a toothpick inserted comes out clean. About 20 to 25 minutes. It's time for Kitchen Craft. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Kitchen Craft is how to make an okra stamp. Supplies, craft paint, paper plate, and okra. Instructions. Step 1. Squeeze a little bit of paint onto the paper plate. Step 2. Cut the top off of the okra. Step 3. Dip the bottom of the top of the okra into the paint. Step 4. Press the painted side of the okra onto an envelope, a piece of paper, or anything else you can think of. Step 5. Now you have an okra stamp and can play around with different colors. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young shows we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and the Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my newest cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. Now, this past few weeks, my family and I have also been doing lots of things in the house. We've been remodeling, different projects. Mom and Dad's master bathroom. We kind of have been putting it off for a lot of years. It had like this gross, ugly wallpaper, and we tried to take it off, and it just never worked out. So we kind of left it there. Some of it was off, some of it wasn't. It was just really not very, good looking at all. And finally, we found the solution: take the wallpaper off. So we took the wallpaper off, and then we were like, "Oh my gosh, we need to paint this." So we took some paint that we already had, and we bought some paint, and we painted the walls, and I also painted the inside of the bathroom, like with the toilet and the shower area. And oh my gosh, it was so hard because it was like such a tiny space, but it worked out in the end. And before, it was like this really not so great green. We finally covered it up. It was called moderate white. So it's kind of like an off-white, a little creamy colored. So we painted that and it looks so much better and it just brightened up the whole space. We were just really excited. So did all that. We even painted the ceiling and it just looks so much better now. We're not done with the project yet. It's painted and everything, but we're also going to do a little DIY to the mirror to make it look nice and beautiful. But then we also redid the guest room. Now we already had a really nice guest room, but we had these colors on the walls for a very long time. It used to be my sister's room until she moved out, and she had this like Indian, like Bollywood sort of theme. And so the walls were yellow. We have a chair rail. The walls were like a yellow kind of mustardy color at the bottom. And then on top, it was two different colors, like with a sponge effect. So we're just really tired of those colors, and we decided to paint it like two different tones. You have a cream on top, and then a nice chocolatey brown on the bottom. It's called nutmeg. It's like a milk chocolate, I should say, I guess. They're a little lighter than that. It's really pretty, though. So he painted that, and it looks gorgeous. And now the guest room is spectacular. Everything just really matches, and it all goes together. So that was really fun. And, yeah, we love that. And it didn't really cost a lot of money because we already had the paint. So we just took paint we already had and painted that, and it looked awesome. So I'm really excited about that. And then we also made some time to go to the Greek festival. And my sister actually came in for the weekend, and she helped us do the master bathroom. And then that weekend, we went to the Greek festival. And I love the Greek festival. It's really awesome. There's music and dancing. They're, you know, canoeing in the canal, in the water. And not canoeing, kayaking. And then there's like rock climbing and this Greek market. And there's so much great food there. It's awesome. We always get like this, like one of those to-go boxes, and they fill it with all kinds of food. And it comes with like dolmades, and it had tiropita. They give you like the rolls and the olives. It's just all really, really great. So I love going to the Greek festival. The food is so yummy. I also split a gyro with my mom. I love gyro. I cannot go there without having a gyro. I just have to have one. They're just so amazing. And we actually tried something new this year. It was Greek yogurt, and this is like Greek yogurt I have never had before, because I've never had this kind of Greek yogurt. It was so different from, you know, any of the Greek yogurt you get from the store. It was just amazing. And then they had a little bit of honey in there, and then some kind of like nut on top. You just mix it all together, and it was amazing. It was so good. I absolutely loved it. So we had a really fun time and great thing. And now it's summer, and I've been like riding my bike every day, and I love it so much. Been doing all kinds of awesome things. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Zig Ziglar. There is no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by Kidstar for the Voice America Kids Network. Bon appétit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week, but be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the Kid Star of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah. When I eat, I use my beak and fill them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one abound, it helps me stay alive. I'm an octopus, and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My
My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. For more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage. Yeah.
The Kidstar album of the month.